Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Caps take on the Hurricanes tonight at Capital One Arena. We will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Game 2. We'll give those away before the show is done, so keep listening for your chance to win. It's coming up before 10 a.m. But right now it's time for EB's entertainment page, which of course is sponsored.
That's right, Cakes. EP's driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you could check out their entire selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at BMWFairfax.com.
Before you start, here's something that's entertaining. Metallica is playing at Lane Stadium. I believe that's tomorrow night down in Blacksburg.
Correct.
Right. Which one's going, Maddie or Ava? Which one?
Ava. Yeah, Ava's a senior.
At the end of the EP, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to Metallica when they come to Northwest Stadium at the end of the month. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets.
All right, I guess
that would be entertaining to go see James Hetfield and company.
How would it go? When was the last time they put out a brand new album? Are they doing it right
they
now?
They just put out an album a year or a year and a half ago.
Did you like it?
I haven't given it a full listen. Well, I've been a bad Metallica fan.
They just dropped a box set reissue of the Load album, like a big anniversary thing with like 200-something tracks. Like all kinds of live and remastered and demo versions and all kinds of stuff. So.
You're like a real metal guy. Does that mean that you look down on Metallica?
No. Metallica is one of the first metal bands I got into, man. I think
a gateway band for a lot of people. Don't some people think they're like too poppy or whatever? Or no? Is that not fair?
Certainly. They're a divisive band in that way. But a lot of people get kind of elitist about that stuff. I like big bands and small bands too, though. I think there's a place for all of that stuff. So.
All right.
You're the everyman heavy metal fan, heavy metal Chris.
Former drummer.
Yes, very good.
Does Jason still think Metallica's only going to play Enter Sandman at Lane Stadium over and over again?
I think they should. I think they should open with it and close with it.
I mean, it is brilliant for them to play there, right?
It's a home run.
A million smash hits that everyone wants to
hear. I know, but these college kids, they don't know all of those hits. The last thing that they do. Most of them, believe me, I talked to them.
10,000 will be college kids?
I don't know. Apparently the tickets are pretty cheap now, so I don't know how many people are actually going. I mean, it's tough. It's a Wednesday night.
Right.
It's in a college town in the middle of nowhere.
I think it's going to be a pretty big crowd.
Well, some tickets are going for $90.
Oh.
I thought you said they were going for 500 or 1,000.
They were.
And then it bottomed
out. Now they've dropped.
Right.
So maybe it's just a few thousand seats up in the rafters, but I don't know.
All right, so a couple things. It's kind of annoying, but this Met Gala, I don't know, it just annoys me. These celebrities.
Just to interject, you can get tickets, Lane Stadium, for $67 to go see Metallica.
There you go.
Where are those seats?
Row QQQ?
Yes, right, sounds triple. High.
It sounds probably in the back of the joint. The Met Gala.
But you're right, there's probably going to be a lot of people. Sorry.
Was yesterday, and that's kind of like the annual celebrity deal where it's like the place to be seen and be all artistic and you wear your wacky outfit. Bunch of celebs pulled out though, and a lot of questioning why. LeBron is one that pulled out, and Doug Gottlieb really hammered him. Now, he and Gottlieb have been going at it.
They've had a long time beef.
They've been beefing. LeBron's clubbing him for being a terrible coach this year. Like, this team had at one point, they only had a couple wins.
Right.
Well, LeBron sprained his MCL.
Right, but Gottlieb's point, and I know this to be true, is that you can walk with a sprain. You could tear your ACL and your MCL and all that. You can walk. I mean, my son did. You're walking fine. You look normal. So it's a day later. He blamed it on the injury. Who knows? I don't know why Gottlieb felt the need to call him out on it, other than they've been going back and forth with each other.
The Green Bay
Gottlieb gets ADs.
The Green Bay Phoenix finished 4-28.
Oh. Right. They struggled. It's hard. I don't know how you could do both. I don't doubt that maybe he has coaching acumen.
They might not have been much better even if he wasn't doing the show, the podcast or whatever, but he's, you know, clearly needing some help.
How did they perform the season before he took over? They were a bad team, but I don't think they were that bad.
That's a great question. Look at the year before.
I can tell you right now. So this was his rookie year, correct?
So his dad was a coach. I believe his sister is a coach, maybe at USC, possibly.
You sure that's his sister?
I think they're related. It's Gottlieb, right?
They were much better the year before. They were 18-14.
The year before,
I think
he took
over. Coach got another job. I don't think he was fired.
The other coach went to Wyoming.
The previous coach.
He probably had a whole new team.
Probably.
Right? Yeah, I mean, poor coach. He probably had nothing.
Probably.
You know, all the kids left. But anyway.
His brother is an assistant at Grand Canyon. His sister, Wendy, formerly worked in marketing for the Raiders. I don't see her as a coach.
Maybe the other
Gottlieb might not be related.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just looking at the personal section of Wikipedia.
That's probably right. Probably more right than me. So I guess that when all these celebs dress up and they all try to make their, you know, get ADs and get all the fashion people all excited, I guess they always have a theme.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what this year's theme was, but apparently Shakira ignored the theme and she wore some enormous pink gown that people were slamming her for. I know Sydney Sweeney was getting slammed. They say she was off theme. It seems so much pressure. I don't know why you would go. Rihanna was there. I guess she's debuting her third baby bump cakes.
Ah.
Now, I don't know who the baby daddy is.
Is it an ASAP Rocky?
I think you're right, cakes.
Pretty sure.
I think you're right.
I'm dialed into pop culture. I don't know what to tell you.
I think it is ASAP Rocky. One celeb that I don't believe was there was Jennifer Aniston, who, this is wild, she may have had a JFK incident. She certainly did. The incident when we worked at the station and somebody plowed into the building.
Oh, really?
A guy in his 70s plowed into her luxury compound.
You know my stance
Bel Air,
here. You know my stance.
Which is,
how old was he?
He's in his 70s.
A man believed to be in his 70s drove into the luxury compound shortly after noon in L.A. They say he was apprehended by the security team, and she was at the house at the time. They detained him, but I guess it's still unknown whether or not it was a burglary attempt or if he was just, you know, like lost his way,
I'm
like sometimes old people do.
Old guy. And or medical episode / just bad clueless driver. Not intentional, I'm going to guess, but I wonder how far off the road.
It's like the guy who ran into our studios in Fairfax.
Yeah. That's what I mentioned. Yeah. Dude,
do you remember how old that guy looked?
I don't.
I didn't look in.
I have no idea. JP's the one that was checking on him.
He was in his 40s.
I was too busy tweeting.
Really wasn't older.
I was the journalist on the scene tweeting the reports of our near demise.
You only got pictures from the outside, though.
Twitter was around then?
Yeah, I believe
Jason,
so.
Jason, this is wild. And I feel like this is underreported. I'm pretty plugged into just gossipy stuff like this. Do you remember Dan Serafini? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. He's an ex-MLB pitcher, I believe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pitched like seven or eight years. Don't look
at
it.
Did he pitch for Cleveland, maybe?
Minnesota, maybe several teams.
Okay.
Pitched for 7 or 8 years, maybe even the Phillies. I'm not sure. He is currently on trial for murder.
Ooh.
Back in 2021, here's the deal. Apparently, he was low on cash. He made like $14 million in his career.
Yeah.
So he had a decent career. He's like 51 years old now. Okay. In 2021, he is, I believe, is married at the time. It's alleged that he snuck into his in-law's home in Lake Tahoe, and he blew their friggin' brains out.
He blew both of them? Did he kill two people?
The father-in-law died immediately. The mother-in-law survived, but I think was like very, very injured, right? Shot in the head. And then I think they say she later took her own life, like 6 months later or something, you know, living through that horrific circumstance. Turns out, and I think they didn't know what happened until maybe a couple years later, but turns out they think it's him on the security cameras going in there. They arrest the daughter as a co-conspirator, either after the fact or involved, and the shocker, the nanny involved.
Wow.
So parents were very wealthy.
Did he already have the trial?
The trial's going on right now, I believe.
Ooh. Well, he's done. That is
brutal.
He's the one who actually fired the shots?
He's the one seen. They say it's him with a backpack and, like, you know, surveillance camera, like, sneaking into the house.
I remember when that story came out and they showed that video. I think, yeah.
So I actually don't remember.
It rings a bell now.
Have they claimed their innocence?
No. The daughter or the nanny, one of them, pleaded guilty to accessory after the fact. Mm. He's Dunsky.
Yep.
He's done. He made $14 million in his career.
Yeah.
And he bad investments.
And he killed his in-laws.
Yep.
And they have kids, I believe, to cash in.
There's a show on Apple TV Plus.
That's being underreported.
That's psychotic behavior.
There's a show on Apple TV Plus starring John Hamm called Your Friends and Neighbors. My wife and I are watching it, where he's like this rich, super rich hedge fund guy, and then he loses his gig and loses his money, and then he just starts breaking into, he lives in a gated community, he starts breaking into the homes of like all his country club friends, stealing watches and stealing paintings and stuff because he thinks they're not going to miss it so that he can continue his lifestyle.
So
what's the name of the show? Burglary scheme.
Yes.
Okay.
What's the name of the show?
I believe it's Your Friends and Neighbors.
Or maybe it's
just Friends and Neighbors.
Drab, you can help me with this because obviously you've handed me the story. I can't read it while I'm doing this. But Bonnie Blue, you know who Bonnie Blue is, right, Cakes?
I know this person.
What's Bonnie Blue's claim to fame? Or, there's two of them.
She's in a sex off with, I believe, Lily Phillips.
Right.
And to see who can get the higher body count.
Right, in a 24-hour period.
Yes, correct.
I think one is claimed.
I think I'm pretty close on that.
I think one is claimed to do 1,000. One maybe did a lead up to it, did 100, you know, but they want to train up to get
Slacker.
To 1,000. Yeah.
And Lily Phillips, is she a porn star?
She is now. I mean, I think so.
Bonnie Blue is as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Creators.
Yeah, they're OnlyFans girls.
Oh,
okay, so they're trying to get ADs.
Gotcha. Right?
Anything for ADs. But apparently, Bonnie Blue, Drab, I can't read this as I'm doing this.
Bonnie Blue has been permanently banned by Nottingham Forest and their stadium, and she was escorted off the premises this past weekend. She showed up to a match. I guess she claimed she was going to pleasure fans. They got word of it and said, I don't think so.
Yeah.
banned her for life. You were permanent. And she's you know, crying. She's saying, it's an attack on sex workers. She wasn't doing anything wrong.
She's wrong. You can't say you're going to commit a crime. That's a crime.
I put on my socials, hey, boys, I'm going to be at the game. I'd like to film with you afterwards. I turn up
That's not a crime.
Well, that's different.
I turn up at the game?
Yes. Yeah.
I turn up at the game, and security was like, you are permanently banned from the grounds.
Oof.
Reminds me of when we did our bag bit at FedEx Field. We were giving away all the 106.7 The Fan bags to people.
To wear over their heads, yeah.
And then if they saw you with a bag, they wouldn't let you in the stadium with it.
Brilliant guerrilla marketing by us.
Right. We were on our A game.
Yeah, it was strong.
We've slipped. That was really
good. Luckily the team now not worthy of wearing bags over your head to the stadium.
You'll never
see that. To watch the team.
Unless we get off to a
rough start. As
long
as Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are there, you'll never see that.
What was the Warren Sharp deal where he responded to the schedule? I guess people have pointed out that the last year's schedule was the easiest. This year, they don't have the toughest schedule. They're more middle of the pack. But, you know, dramatically more difficult than last year, right? Halfway more difficult.
Yep.
I'm not describing that right, but if last year they had the easiest, this year they're middle of the pack. So significantly more difficult schedule.
Yeah, I saw strength of schedule.
Why did you bring
rankings.
That up after Bonnie Blue?
Something triggered it.
I see eighth toughest.
Oh, because we brought up the bags. We were talking about the bags.
Gotcha. The Giants.
He said we don't need that anymore.
Now, this is based on win percentage of their opponents from last year. So some teams are worse and better. But Giants have the toughest, according to that number. Commanders, eight. The Niners actually have the easiest.
That's good for you.
Must be playing the Jags or the Panthers or the Saints. Or.
And last but not least.
Maybe the Giants.
The Diddy trial has begun. I don't know. Drab, is this on TV anywhere? Can we watch this? I don't think so. Because I saw like artist renderings, and usually that means there's no footage.
Yeah, zero TV.
And so he was all dressed up. He won. Good for him. He won the right to wear his own clothes. He didn't have to sit there in his jumpsuit. So he was dressed up all nicely. They say his hair's all white now.
Doesn't have the hair coloring.
Yes,
in prison.
Hair's white. His beard's white, but it's neatly trimmed. And I guess they're going through jury selection. They say he's very cordial. He did acknowledge at one point, though, he asked the judge if he could use the bathroom. The judge asked if he could wait, and he basically said, "Your Honor, to be honest with you, I'm very anxious today."
I bet
you could understand that.
Sure.
So I guess they gave him the time to go run to the mat. The big deal is they're naming all of these celebrities that have been to Diddy parties before. And a lot, you know.
You don't want to be named on that list.
Kind of like being on the Epstein list. Yeah. You might have done nothing wrong. You just get excited you got invited to a Diddy party.
Sure.
But Mike Myers was one of the first names mentioned. I think he might have been a frequent attender case. Of the Diddy parties.
Austin Powers?
Naughty. Yeah. It's very naughty.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be some random names on that.
There's a lot of names. Kanye, Mike Myers, Michael B. Jordan. I know this name, but I don't know who it is. Kid Cudi.
Rapper.
Rapper. I don't know.
I know he's a rapper, but I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. Yeah. So anyway, a lot of interesting trials going on.
You just hope Jaden Daniels was never there.
Yeah, don't have him on the list.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
All right, don't forget, before the show is done, we'll give you another chance to win a pair of tickets to Game 2 of Caps Hurricanes. But the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067, you score two tickets to Metallica M72 Tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. 10th caller right now, you win.